Triple M, it is Malloy. Andy Lee's with us. By the way, Front Bar Tokyo edition starts tonight, airs tonight, 8:30 nationally on Channel 7. Yourself.
You okay to go, Mick?
Oh, yeah.
Mate, I am.
Are you medical sub tonight?
I'm not a medical sub. I've never felt fitter.
Really? Because yesterday you weren't on this show.
Yeah, what happened? We don't know. None of us have been informed.
Okay, so...
I know what happened. That's why I'm leaning.
Can you help us out?
All right, so me and Andy eat at the same establishment. Jimmy's. Yep. It's a great place on Swan Street. Demetrius Feast. Best food
in the world.
Yeah, it's great. So, making me jealous. So, last Friday, last day of lockdown, I said, Jimmy, give me food for a week.
Right.
Because I was going to go down to the coast.
I was going to lock down. Eats there every single night, Mick, so you needed to stock up.
I was going to lock down. The last minute I decided not to lock down, I'd lock down uptown, but I don't have a freezer. I've only got a fridge.
Okay.
So the last 5 days have been a race against time. Now, yes, last night, or was it Wednesday night?
Tuesday night.
Which is 5 days in.
Yeah.
Ooh. I've had a look at 3 lamb rissoles. Philo's just says, and some chorizo sausage, uncooked. And I thought, I'm going to go this.
Oh. An uncooked sausage?
Mate, it's the best cabana in the world. So anyway, 1 o'clock I wake up to that Homer Simpson gurgling sound. And ever since then, it was a race against time, back and forth.
I told Beck this story because she's like, is Mick going to be all right for the show tonight, for Front Bar?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, no, it's all right. It's a quick one. She goes, why? Why it's so quick? And I told her the story. And she goes, that'd be you if I wasn't around. Straight away.
Well, mate, Andy, I famously got food poisoning from, and you're not going to believe my luck, but coming home drunk, 4 in the morning, going to a 24-hour service station, and buying some braised steak from the hot vending machine. It's a vending machine that's hot, that clearly has been turned on and off at the end of every night. And what could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Wake up on my corridor floor at 4 in the morning, like crawling up the... Anyway, have a happy ending.
Obviously we've got the Front Bar Tokyo tonight.
And you're hosting, by the way. Yes. You'll do a great job.
Done.
In safe hands.
Grant Hackett, Raylene Boyle, Anna Mears, an amazing story behind her Olympic record.
Incredible. She's a star.
You're coming in a little underdone because of a rissole.
Sure.
I've had some news today where I thought about ringing in and just taking emotional leave and say, I can't come.
What are you talking about?
Beck said to me this afternoon, just so you know, Paris and Nick's wedding coming up. And I was like, I'm looking forward to it. She goes, it's on grand final day.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that incredible?
Can you get divorced before you're married? Is it okay to...
Who's getting married on grand final?
Did he miss a meeting?
I don't know. What is going on here? And so I was just perplexed. So my first question was, well, am I expected to go? And she said, yes, I expect you to go.
And she's a maid of honour.
Yeah, she is.
She's in the party.
I don't think I'm obligated to go under the international rules of weddings.
I reckon you're right.
And sporting events.
I think I'm
obligated to go. So I wanted to ask everybody out there, what's the number, Dave?
133353.
133353.
What should Andy do?
A, am I obligated to go? B, what compensation should I get, not from my partner, but from the wedding party? What should they be adding to the ceremony to entice me to come, entice everybody to come?
The good news is your team won't be in it. So that's what you've got going for.
We've still got a sniff. So, mathematically possible.
Mathematically, you can still miss this wedding. Can I say, Santo told me a beauty. I think it was the World Cup, and it might have been Iran-Iraq or a similarly big game. His cousin, Enrico, was getting married, and it was on that day. And he said, and Santo, they all got the chat from the girls the day before going, do not ruin this wedding. You are going to the wedding and you will enjoy the wedding and it will be great.
Yes.
Anyway, all the blokes have got earpieces, right? And so halfway through the vows here, and do you tell this, 80 men go, yes! And start roaring with laughter as they all blow up. Okay, all right. What are your obligations? Do you need to go?
Yep. Yep.
Advice from the girls and yep. the boys yes. for Andy Lee, because mm. this has implications not just for the married couple, no. but you and Beth.
Yeah, yeah, oh, absolutely.
Right. A lot of stakeholders.
She's already going to be losing points on this one, although she is in a surplus.
133353, it's Malloy. Front Bar Tokyo edition tonight, 8:30, mm-hmm. Channel 7 with Andy Lee, who's in studio right now with us on Malloy.
Reset your story, please. Yeah. This has got me absolutely sweating.
We're all tense.
I'm flummoxed. I'm tense. This needs a resolution.
Beck, my partner, has just told me that she is in the bridal party for a wedding that happens to be on grand final day.
Coming. Wow.
And I said, am I obliged to go?
As you would ask.
Yeah, and she like laughed like I was going for a joke. Mm. And when I didn't laugh, she went, oh, you're serious. And what I want to know is, on 133353, am I obliged to go? Or what kind of compensation should the wedding party, the bride and groom, be offering to those that do go? What kind of incentives?
Right.
Marie, you can kick us off. What's okay. your thoughts?
Oh, Andy should definitely go. To the grand final.
Yes, Marie. Oh, I'd marry you, Marie.
I wouldn't go to my own wedding if I had tickets to the grand final.
I do go, Dave.
Case of Brick Lane draft on its way to you, Marie.
On
thanks
you, Marie.
For calling.
That awesome. Is good.
The correct response.
See, it's not gender based.
No, it's not.
Topic.
It's not. No, it's both parties. Yeah. What do you want to do?
It's yeah. grand final. Matt, thoughts?
Andy, there's no way you need to go. You're a little bit different. You've got VIP tickets, no doubt, for the grand final, but throwing some heat, your boys aren't going to be in there. So 2017, my wife's cousin got married on grand final day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate the day now because we lost to Richmond. All right. But well, I didn't go to the wedding. I went to the reception afterwards. Minus one leg, I was a bit legless. So,
right.
Is that okay? Is that...
What was the lasting implications of not going to the wedding from your partner?
Well, from my side, there was nothing. But if I had to go, there I wasn't going to even go to the reception. So that was a compromise. I had to miss the wedding, yep. the ceremony.
It's not a compromise. That's a win-win. that's the way to go. And so that worked out. Okay, that's interesting. So mm-hmm. that's positive. You could. Mm. Good luck pitching that. Yeah. I'm not coming.
I'm going to get a lawyer to pitch that for me. Yeah. Or, you know, or Waleed Ali is my representative. You know,
someone. Yeah, this is going to be very sensitive negotiations, yeah, whatever exactly. way you look.
Pete, talk me through it. Where am I sitting on this one?
Andy, I reckon you could go on one provision that the bridal party put a huge screen on top of where their reception area is, mm-hmm. and everyone can watch it, and they can cheer and scream while the whole reception's going on, mm-hmm. even during speeches, mate. During speeches.
Oh, you're a madman. Pete, you're single, aren't you?
No, I'm married. That's why I'm saying it.
Oh, good, Pete, yes. Yeah, the perfect wedding planner, Pete. Wayne.
Could they move the time? Would they move the time so that you could say, okay, we get it's got to happen, but can we go to the game?
That's a great
and
call.
Then
in fact, Pete might be onto something. Mm. We maybe ceremony first, and everyone waits around for photos.
Exactly.
Why don't they nick off and do photos while the game's on, provide beer in a big screen.
Beer in a big
That's
screen.
Good, until it's finished.
And they can go and
knock yourself out with their
photos. On the marriage, do yeah.
them. Right. We'll get the idea.
Wayno, what do you think?
I think you should go and wear your footy colours and stream it on your phone during the reception. Mm. And also stand there and you should have a can of Brick Lane in your hand.
Oh, Lane. They better duke him.
You better get a case of Brick Lane then for that little plug. Mate,
and tie some streamers to the Brick Lane.
Sid, what do you think? It seems unanimous that I've got to get something.
No. Sid.
Yo.
What are you thinking?
Mate, I'm reckoning that you're obliged to go.
Okay.
Keep the happy house, but then as soon as you sign the guest book, you duck down to the front bar and watch the game.
Not bad.
So you sign in and do a runner.
That's a very good idea.
Like you're clocking on at work.
Yes. Then and Sid, I'll wear a generic suit. So, I'll sit up the back. In fact, I'll ring a guy that I know is going and go, what suit are you wearing?
That's good.
Wear the same suit.
What about fake Andy? Like a seat filler, like
that's
they have at the Oscars or something.
That's a great idea because Beck's in the bridal party. She's at the front.
She's on the front. She can't sit next to you.
So if we get Jason
from
Biggs
from a distance, what's her eyesight like? can she pick you out of a crowd?
Jason Biggs to come and be doppelganger Andy. He's probably very cheap.
I would get Matt Preston. I would sign in, do a runner, and get Matt Preston to say, now, Matt, you've got to sit there at least till three-quarter time. Duke him.
Case of Brick Lane for you, Sid. Thanks for calling, mate.
Raylene, thoughts?
Definitely doesn't have to go, and the reason why is the bride and groom organised it on grand final day, so it reduced their numbers and their costs. So, no, don't feel guilty, don't go.
Oh, so I'm doing a favour for them.
Absolutely.
Raylene, you are onto this.
You are.
They are deliberately trying to weed out.
Keep numbers down.
Yeah, oh, smart. Oh, this makes, so I'm a hero for going. Is that what you're saying?
You're doing the right thing by your partner, your relationship, and their marriage. Duke or Dave.
We're going to give you a case of Brick Lane and also tickets to go see Chopper, the 20th anniversary, August 26th in cinemas. Well done to you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Boot it home.
Steve, bring it home for us, Steve.
Mate, Andy, you're a young man. You're young enough to start a new relationship.
Oh, Steve,
see, that's the confidence I needed.
I think you need to go now.
Beck, if you're listening.
Andy Lee is joining us. By the way, Front Bar Tokyo Edition is
well done,
tonight.
Mate. See you tonight, cheers, bud.
8:30 nationally on Channel 7. Grant Hackett, Anna Mears, Raylene Boyle, Titus O'Reilly, Sam Pang,
yes.
Andy and Mick. Should be a great show.
Come on.
Song Whisperer up next, then Titus, Malloy, Triple M.